Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida, the show that puts you in control of your financial future. Your hosts, Bradley and Madison Harden, are a trusted husband and wife team dedicated to helping you design a retirement that fits your lifestyle, your goals, and your vision for the years ahead. From smart income strategies and social security planning to protecting your wealth and living life on your own terms, this is the place where financial clarity meets coastal confidence. Whether you're just entering the retirement red zone or already enjoying your golden years, Bradley and Madison are here to guide you every step of the way. This is Retirement Your Way. Let's build the future you deserve.
Hello there, and welcome to another edition of Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Matt McClure here along with Bradley Harden. Hey, Bradley, how's it going?
I'm doing well, Matt. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. I've got a lot to get to here on the show this week. I like to say sometimes we got 10 pounds of show to cram into a 5-pound bag, and that is definitely true this time around. But hey there to our listeners as well. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. We really, really do appreciate it, whether you're listening on the radio throughout Central Florida, throughout coastal Florida. We appreciate you. Or if you're listening via the podcast, and you might say, I didn't even know you guys had a podcast. Yeah, we do. The podcast version of this very show goes out each and every week, and you can listen to all of the episodes at your leisure, no matter where you might be in the world. So just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe to the YouTube channel. Just search for Retirement Your Way there on the old YouTubes. And we'd appreciate that as well. A lot of great video content from the radio show and podcast here, but also back from the TV show that we've done all together as well. So it's a lot of great content, and you don't want to miss that. Also, what you don't want to miss is giving a call to Bradley and to Madison as well, because they can help you with your year-end planning, which is all really what this show is all about today, is year-end planning. 386-977-9684, or go to planretirementyourway.com. Those are the ways to get in touch with Bradley and Madison Harden with the Merrill Life of Central Florida. Once again, 386-977-9684, or go to planretirementyourway.com. The consultation, that initial consultation, absolutely free of any cost or any obligation. And they'll help you with all the things that we're going to talk about here on the show today. And speaking of which, Bradley, give us a rundown of what we can expect over this half hour.
Thank you, Matt. I do appreciate you spreading the awareness here. And, you know, the phone number, the podcast, the YouTube, you know, when I was asking, my son always said, Bradley, you know, Dad, what do you do for a living? And I go, well, son, just look me up on YouTube and you can find episodes of what I do. And his little mind was blown. But
he's like, wait, you're a star. You're on YouTube. You're a star.
Yeah, it's really funny. You know, a star in his own eyes. But so again, Matt, yeah, this episode today is going to be about the year-end planning countdown. We want to make sure that we finish the year strong, and we want to avoid that December panic. We're going to talk a little bit about RMDs, charitable distributions, charitable donations, and things really to get done before the 2025 tax year is over to avoid any, you know, missed deadlines or any chaos, because I know during Thanksgiving and Christmas break, things can be quite hectic. And I hear all the time, oh my gosh, I can't believe the year is almost over already. So again, a couple of those year-end planning tips and tricks that we'll get to today. And the next little part here is we will go through the financial wisdom quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
So that is brought to us here today by Fred Rogers, and it says, often when you think you're at the end of something, you're at the beginning of something else. So again, just a little inspiration, you know, even though the year is closing out here soon, we can always look forward to 2026 and what to expect for next year. So as I mentioned, today we're going to start off with the countdown to year end and why Q4 matters for retirees. So Q4 is when most deadlines hit. So that's going to be your required minimum distributions, Roth conversions, and charitable giving decisions must all be completed by year end to count for 2025 taxes. So some key facts and figures is most retirement moves must be completed by the 31st to count for next year. And we know, Matt, that there are a lot of people that are doing the Roth conversions. They want to lock in lower taxes now. And one thing to keep in mind is that is there is no grace period for Roth conversions or charitable gifts. These transactions must be completed and not just initiated. So again, I have clients that each year they send some of their required minimum distribution to their local church to help out in their giving. And so that's something that needs to be done by the end of the year to count. Also, if you're converting your IRAs into Roth, those also need to be completed. So let's say you waited until the middle of December to initiate that transaction, but it wasn't completed until January. Well, you missed the boat. That's not going to count for 2025. Now, one thing that was changed recently was the IRS penalties for missing your RMD. So those used to be at a staggering 50% penalty for missing your RMD. That has been reduced to 25%. And another caveat says that if you correct it promptly, the penalty is only 10%. So again, as we near the end of the year, it's important to make sure that you meet those deadlines. Another part here is the market volatility. So, you know, market volatility often rises in Q4, which is a great and optimal time to rebalance those portfolios to make sure you're set up for 2026 to have a strong year. So proper Q4 action sets you up for 2026. And another tip here, strategy could be, let's say you are facing some volatility in that IRA and you are potentially thinking about converting. Well, one strategy is converting that IRA to Roth during a down market. So that way, as the market starts to appreciate, you get to gain that tax-free growth. But also if you convert during a down period in the market, you're also able to pay lower taxes on that as a strategy. So again, these are just one of the many tips and tricks that we can go over during our initial consultation with Madison and I, and we do look forward to helping you plan for a strong end to 2025 and also to set up 2026 to be advantageous.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff to think about before the end of the year. And I think, Bradley, that's why people really just need to reach out for help and for, you know, that peace of mind that comes along with working with the professionals who do this every day for other folks. You guys work with folks each and every day to make sure all of these things are checked off on that list before the end of the year, making sure that before you do a Roth conversion, it makes sense for you in the beginning as well. And we're going to go in more about Roths in a second, but I wanted to reemphasize, folks, reach out because the consultation is absolutely free of any cost or any obligation. Just give them a call at 386-977-9684. You can also go to planretirementyourway.com. And as promised, more about Roth conversions here, because it's important. You know, you mentioned it, Bradley, a minute ago, that a lot of more people are really starting to want to take advantage of Roth conversions. And really, it's kind of a pay now, save later sort of scenario when you do that. That's something you got to keep in mind.
Yeah, no, Matt, absolutely. And, you know, it is becoming a big conversation for folks that are worried that the taxes are going to go up. So some statistics say that fewer than 2% of Roth investors converted during the 2004 to 2009 time period, and that about a little over 5% did conversions in 2020. So that's more than double. And so when it comes to converting Roth, retirement isn't just, you know, little pieces of the pie. You have to look at everything. So while yes, Roth conversions can be advantageous for potentially saving future taxes, what you don't want to do is potentially increase that taxable income and affect your Medicare Part B premium. So we'll get into that here in just a moment. But again, just to highlight, you must complete that conversion before December 31st for it to count for this year. There are no income limits for conversions. You are going to go ahead and pay the taxes on those funds now in order to take advantage of the tax-free growth and tax-free distributions later. And then it also does eliminate the need to take a required minimum distribution. So you could set those accounts aside to grow for as long as you want, use them as tax-free income in retirement or any combination of the two. So again, one of the things that we see, we try to help people avoid is overpaying their Medicare payment by doing an unintentional large Roth conversion. So Medicare every year sets a limit on your income, which then determines your premium for your Medicare. And Roth conversions do count towards that taxable income amount. So if you end up accidentally converting too much, even by $100, you could potentially double your Medicare Part B payment for you and your spouse, which would then kind of, you know, take back any of those tax savings that you were trying to hope for. So again, now during the end of the year, Q4 is a great time to have those reviews, look at where you're at, see what the brackets are for next year. And again, just a quick tip, if the market dips, consider converting your account while the values are temporarily down. This will allow you to shift more of your shares from your IRA into a Roth at a discounted tax rate.
Yeah, like everybody likes a good discount, you know, and, you know, moving that over into a Roth at that discounted rate gives you just more room for growth. You know, you've got those same, maybe the same amount of shares moving from one to the other, but they're on sale at that moment. And so then they can grow tax free. You've got a higher ceiling for them to grow tax free when things bounce back there. And so, yeah, I mean, important to point that out, and also important to point out that you and Madison Bradley and Madison Harden with the AmeriLife of Central Florida, you provide listeners to the show with an absolutely free consultation to talk about all of these things. And, you know, the end of the year, it is fast approaching, as we've been talking about and as we'll continue to talk about here. And there's so much to get done. But the good news is, if you've just been listening to us for these last few minutes, folks, and you are thinking, oh, my gosh, this is so much. This is a lot of stuff to know and to figure out and get all done before the end of the year. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to go it alone when it comes to doing all of these things, checking all of these boxes at the end of the year. All you have to do is give Bradley and Madison a call, 386-977-9684, or go to planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com. That is the website. You can also request that free consultation there as well. And again, free of any cost or any obligation. They're going to do a deep dive into your financial situation, see where you are now and where you could go in the future if you, you know, want to plan a retirement your way. That's really what it's all about here, after all. But then also, okay, so we cover the good old Roth conversion. We've talked about RMDs. Let's also talk about charities and charitable giving. You know, you mentioned there are a lot of people who like to maybe give to churches or to other charities, organizations that mean a lot to them. And you can give back in a way that can not only, you know, make you feel good about doing something good for an organization you really believe in, but also can cut your tax bill quite a bit.
Right, Matt. No, and I agree. And again, the listeners here on the station, just keeping in mind that Madison and I are local here in Daytona Beach, Volusia County, Flagler County. And I know the AmeriLife of Central Florida may kind of throw some people off, but you know, that's just the general branding. Whereas Madison and I are local here in Volusia, Flagler County, Daytona Beach, Ormond Beach, Port Orange. So again, if you are listening from that area, just know we are local and we do have an office in Ormond, and we can either meet in the office, your home, coffee shop, anywhere you'd like to talk to have that initial meeting. We're happy to do that. And as I mentioned, I have clients that, you know, part of, and it kind of ties two things together. It ties the RMD, and then it also ties in the charitable giving. So one scenario I have is with your RMD, if you have a retirement account and you reach the age of RMD, you have to take money from that account. right? So Uncle Sam wants that revenue. However, what you're able to do is take that RMD out. So then that does satisfy the requirement for the distribution, but then you can turn around and donate that directly to a charity, church, organization. And so not only are you satisfying the need for the withdrawal, you actually get a tax break on that RMD distribution by donating it to a charity. And a lot of these, we can set that up automatically, where we just fill out the name of the charity, tax ID, address, and every year guaranteed that money is going to be delivered directly to that organization of your choosing. And it's kind of the best of both worlds. You know, you're making that distribution so you're not getting in trouble with the IRS, but then you're also able to deduct that charitable donation on your tax return. So again, little things like that, you know, could make the difference of, am I going to be in the next tax bracket or not? Am I going to have a Medicare IRMA payment based on my RMD amounts? So again, that is a very unique strategy for those folks that are either in their RMD age or simply just want to make a charitable donation. So,
yeah. And you know, that's the thing is you can warm your heart, but you can also give yourself a lower tax bill as well. You know, I mean, the end of the year, you think about it, it's the season of giving, right? So it is better to give than to receive, as the saying goes. But you can also, you can kind of do both at the same time this way, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it makes for an interesting strategy, because once you get all those, you know, distributions processed, we can really look at a clear picture for 2026 and what that's going to do. And maybe you took a big hit in the market this past year, so maybe it's time to rebalance to a little bit more safety, or maybe you're the type that likes to be a little bit more aggressive, so you want to quote unquote buy when the market is low. So just depending on the strategy, now's a good time to look forward into 26 and see, you know, edits to the plan or alterations to the portfolio that we can make to help set you up strong for 2026.
And when you're talking about, you know, year-end plans, I want to kind of throw this in as well, because, you know, and you want to take a look at maybe what adjustments can be made and that kind of thing. There could be a situation where a lot of people say, you know, I'm getting closer to retirement. I need to start thinking about my retirement income also. I mean, that's something that you all really specialize in. You and Madison really do specialize in that retirement income piece, and you use some tools to do it. Number one, you're both RSSAs, which is Registered Social Security Analyst. You have, you know, specialized reports that you can run so people can really optimize that benefit. So that's one income stream. And then they can also create another income stream on their own using some of these funds that we're talking about here that may be in IRAs or even Roths and that kind of thing. And that's that word, that elusive word that some people may be a little scared of, because maybe way on back a few years ago, they heard bad things, but it's that annuity word that is, you know, these are not your grandfather's annuities that are around these days.
Right. No. And I agree, Matt. And in working with the pre-retirees or retirees, some people plan their retirement at the beginning of the year, right? So there's some people that say, I'm going to make it till my birthday, or, but we've got plenty of people that say, no, January 1st, I'm out of here, right? And then they use the last 2 weeks of their paid vacation to get half of December off, and then they can retire in January. And so if you're falling into that category, as Matt mentioned, once you retire, that income from your job is no longer. So it's time to sit down and figure out when the best time is to take my Social Security. How does that coincide with taking distributions from my 401k or my 403b or my IRA? And how much guaranteed lifetime income do you have built into your portfolio? So again, Matt, you're absolutely right in sitting down here to say, okay, well, I've got 2 months or 2 or 3 months to kind of get my stuff together here for retirement. That still is enough time. I know it may seem a little late, but you do still have enough time to make those transitions and get ready for retirement if January is a target for you to, as we say, stop clocking out. And then the last part, I know we kind of touch on it, would be your health insurance, right? So for those listeners that may already be on the Medicare program, right now we're in that annual enrollment period where you're getting bombarded by TV commercials and flyers for dinners, and your neighbor and your barber, everybody's got their opinion. And so Madison and I understand that insurance is a large part of retirement planning. So we are certified through AHIP to give advice on Medicare plans for 2026. So again, that all ties into maybe you're already on Medicare looking to shop the best plan for next year, or maybe you're on group coverage and you're retiring next year and want to look at your potential healthcare options. We really do try to look at everything. So whether it's income planning, insurance planning, or investment planning, we have the tools and resources to be able to help give advice on all of those categories.
It's comprehensive. It's not just, oh, we're going to take a look at this, that, or the other thing. It's everything. And so give them a call, folks, at 386-977-9684. 386-977-9684. PlanRetirementYourWay.com, once again, is the website. That is PlanRetirementYourWay.com. So let's take a look now, Bradley, if you don't mind doing that, about how all of these different things come together. You know, if you sync these strategies, because it's not like things happening in your retirement plan as you approach the end of the year or any time of the year happen on an island all by themselves and they don't affect other things. They really do affect each other. So how do we sync all of these different things like RMDs and Roth conversions and the giving, the charitable giving and all of that together into something that actually makes sense?
Right. So again, like you said, it's syncing your strategy where it's RMDs, conversions, and giving together. And, you know, taking an RMD, converting to Roth, or making a gift impacts your taxable income. So when you're coordinated, they can offset one another for major tax savings. So again, those major ones are RMDs, Roth conversions, and charitable giving. They're all interrelated. So as I take out that RMD, as an example, I can then donate that RMD to a charity to offset that distribution. You can convert a portion annually of your Roth to keep your IRMA payment or your IRMA for your Medicare payment under the threshold. Spousal coordination. So using each spouse's bracket strategically for conversions and giving, and the timing. You want to avoid double RMD years by carefully scheduling your first RMD if it was delayed. So we know with the new rule, when you turn 73, you have to take your distribution, but you are allowed to postpone that till the beginning of next year. But the problem then is that now you also have to take an additional RMD in that same year, which could mean taking two RMDs, and that's going to draw down your account. And what if the markets are down, right? So you got two distributions plus market loss. That's going to really eat away at that savings that you have. So again, trying to smooth out that liability over time with a coordinated strategy to avoid spikes in income that may trigger higher Medicare or Social Security taxes. And we want to maximize legacy and charitable impact with minimal tax waste. So again, Q4 is ideal for synchronizing these steps, estimating your year-end income, planning your RMD, giving, and conversion mix, and executing those before the deadline expires.
Yeah, it's really, really important. And that's the thing, is what we have said a few times is that the deadline of December 31st is a deadline. It's not like you can say to the IRS, oh, the dog ate my homework, or the check's in the mail, or so, you know, any excuse like that. And they're going to be like, you know, kind of tough luck. But generally speaking, there are exceptions to that, obviously. Like if you miss an RMD, like you can make an appeal and that sort of thing. That's a whole process. Like it's a thing that you don't want to have to worry about. It adds unneeded stress, right? So take the stress off the table. Don't put more on. You know, RMDs, converting to a Roth, making charitable gifts, all of those things got to be handled before the end of the year. And they can work together really to save you a lot in taxes as well. And if you want to find out more about all of this and about how you can create, you know, that lifetime income for you, that guaranteed income stream that we were talking about a minute ago as well, how all of the pieces fit together, give Bradley and Madison a call, 386-977-9684, or go to planretirementyourway.com. Another thing, you know, I mentioned taking the stress off the table, Bradley. We're getting close to the end of the year, so we're getting close to December. And so we want to take that December panic off the table for people as well. It's a busy time and you just don't want to add to any of the stresses that just naturally come along with the holiday season.
Right. I agree. And a lot of the big financial institutions have early deadlines in December for processing those distributions, conversions, and donations. And so, you know, even though you may turn in your paperwork on the 15th of December, as an example, that doesn't necessarily guarantee that the company or the institution is going to be able to process that in a timely manner before the end of the deadline, because there are millions of people that are pulling their RMDs, doing these conversions at the last minute. And so you may get mixed up in the jumble of everybody else. So, you know, we want to plan ahead. I know it's November. You know, we can sit down, kind of execute those strategies well before the deadline. And that way you can enjoy the turkey and whatever you eat on Thanksgiving or for Christmas. You're not worrying about, is my transaction going to process? Like, come on, we're worried about way more important stuff, like the getting the cheapest deal and what's on sale at Amazon, to worry about, you know, did my RMD go through?
I'm worried about the mashed potatoes, you know, I don't, you know, the sweet potato pie, like all those things. That's what I'm worried about.
Right. No, I agree. You know, I'm going to be swimming in gravy here in a few weeks. So, but again, leave it up to us, the professionals, to make sure that you don't miss any deadlines. That's our job. That's our career. We sit down with folks locally. Like I say, here in Volusia County, Daytona, Ormond, Port Orange, we're here to help. We're here to take some of that stress away so you guys can end the year comfortable and start 2026 off, you know, confident that you've got a team helping you navigate your retirement journey.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you want the team on your side who can really make all of these things, A, make sense, but B, take the stress off of you and put it onto them, which is what they do in life. Like, this is what they do every day. And so they can do that for you as well. Just really take the planning seriously and take those deadlines seriously as well, like we've been saying. Just go to planretirementyourway.com. That's planretirementyourway.com. You can also give Bradley and Madison a call at 386-977-9684. 386-977-9684, once again, is the number. And, you know, December is going to sneak up on you here before you know it. So I would encourage you to reach out to them as soon as possible. Well, Bradley, that's going to just about do it here for our time on the show as I look at the clock. But thank you for all of the insights and the information that you bring each and every week. Really do appreciate it.
You're welcome, Matt. And I do appreciate you leading the way as always. And I look forward to our next conversation.
Absolutely. We'll see you all next time for another edition of Retirement Your Way.
Thanks for joining us for Retirement Your Way with AmeriLife of Central Florida. Our goal is to bring clarity and confidence to your retirement journey. Remember, Bradley and Madison Harden are here to help you create a personalized plan for the future you deserve. If you'd like to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation consultation, give the team a call at 386-977-9684 or visit planretirementyourway.com. And don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same place, for more strategies, insights, and support to help you live retirement your way. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and AmeriLife are separate companies but are affiliated through common ownership. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents, not affiliated with the United States government. Bradley and Madison Harden do not offer tax or legal advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended to predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of the respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information.
Information provided is not intended as tax or legal advice and should not be relied on as such. You are encouraged to seek tax or legal advice from an independent professional. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not in any way refer to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. Bradley Hardin and AmeriLife of Central Florida are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.